Researchers are heading into the Alaska Range this month as part of a National Science Foundation-funded project aimed at better understanding the emergence and growth of North America's biggest mountains. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The study is focused on the Denali Fault, which has produced major earthquakes, including a November 2002 7.9 shaker that rocked Alaska. Project developer, University of Alaska Fairbanks PhD geology student and mountaineer Jeff Benowitz says the goal is to identify and study the part of the fault where there's dramatic up and down or dip-slip action.
There's obviously huge mountains right next to the Denali Fault, which implies either dip slip on the Denali Fault itself or on faults associated with the Denali Fault.
Benowitz says there's evidence of a relatively recent extreme dip slip event north of Cantwell.
There's historical evidence of a huge landslide about 400 years ago that crossed the valley and blocked the Nanana River.
Benowitz says the eastern part of the range is thought to have risen as much as 13 kilometers over millions of years, but most of the rock uplift has been eroded away. Benowitz is trying to document uplift by gathering rocks from areas along the active fault where there's upsurge, and he says it's sketchy work.
Knock off the rock, grab and run, because you're not necessarily in a safe place to grab a rock because it's an actually tectonic region.
The rocks are taken back to the laboratory where they're analyzed to determine age and rate of uplift. Benowitz's advisor, UAF geophysics professor Paul Layer, says understanding the Denali Fault could help better explain how mountains grow in general.
Do they grow kind of all at once, or are they growing gradually, or are they rising up sporadically? We know that mountains such as Denali are currently uplifting or growing in altitude. And what we want to do is understand that process over tens of millions of years and seeing how long it takes a mountain range to grow.
Layer says the challenge of Benowitz's project is teasing out how and when dramatic upsurge events occurred over geologic time along the Denali Fault. Benowitz says understanding the frequency and severity of such events could be useful in day-to-day applications, such as designing an Alaska gas pipeline to withstand up-and-down earthquake motion. The Denali Fault project is being collaborated on with researchers from the University of California at Davis and Syracuse University. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.